A little while ago, as I was in the front, I saw a bus go by that had the sign, Happy Thanksgiving. And that's a common grace that we still can have that kind of greeting even on our buses. But it's in the church of the Lord, under the word of the Lord, that we learn the way of true and happy Thanksgiving. And so we're privileged in that regard very much to be here. And we get to read this morning three little passages of Scripture in connection with Thanksgiving. We will first read from Psalm 105, Psalm 105, verses 1 to 8. Then we will read Colossians 3, 12 to 17, and then Psalm 92. So first, Psalm 105, 1 to 8. If you don't have a bulletin for the service, I encourage you to get it also for the points for the sermon later. But here we will read now first Psalm 105, 1 to 8. Here we are instructed and encouraged and exhorted. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations. And then let's go to Colossians 3, verse 12 to 17. That's page 1156 in the Pew Bible. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 12 to the verse 17. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And then let's read also Psalm 92. Psalm 92. And our text for this Thanksgiving service is found in the first part of verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. So far the reading of God's holy word, and one of the reasons to so much give thanks to God also this Thanksgiving Day is for the Holy Bible. For what would we know, and where would we go if we didn't have the wonderful words of life as given us in Holy Scripture? I don't know, dear congregation, where the idea of 5-star ratings came from. We all know, however, when you choose a restaurant or a motel or any business or service where you want to go, and you see the rating only has 1 star, you likely won't go there. And if it has 4 or 5 stars, you know that it's probably a good place to go for the service or the business matter that you need to be dealing with. Well, this 2020 Thanksgiving Day service, let's think about the positives of thankfulness to the Lord. Having as our sermon theme the 5-star positives of giving thanks to the Lord. Our main text as basis for the sermon is Psalm 92, verse 1, the first part, where God declares, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord." On this Thanksgiving Day, as we gather here as Christian Church for this special Thanksgiving worship service, why do you think it's good to give thanks to the Lord? Especially considering this past year, with all the challenges and struggles and setbacks that we have met with on account of the COVID virus and the many restrictions imposed upon us. And some of us, among us, have gone through great trials also this past year. Is it even sensitive and fitting to have a service now, all focused on expressing thankfulness to the Lord? And most certainly it is, congregation. And here let it be said right away, it's very important that we take the text all together. The 3 parts of the text phrase, I mean, they belong together. It is good, that is, it is fitting, agreeable, pleasant, wholesome, beneficial. What is? To give thanks. That is, to give praise, adoration, appreciation for so much granted to us. And that we give this thanks to someone who is most special above all, namely to none other than the Lord God Himself, the one only true God, revealed to us in the Bible. And revealed to us as a triune God in and through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Savior of sinners. This Thanksgiving Day, let's consider the 5-star positives of giving thanks to the Lord. Why is it good to give thanks to the Lord? The first reason is this. It's thankfulness that is given royal approval. Royal approval. Our text, in fact, gives us this, doesn't it? The royal approval of God Himself in us giving thanks to the Lord. The Scriptures tell us what the Lord approves of. And among other things, very much, it is this. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. How often in the whole of the Bible we can read exhortations from God to His people to give thanks and to be thankful and to live thankfully to the Lord and before one another. We read this in the text that we have, but we also read it in the other 2 text passages we read. Psalm 105, verse 1 exhorts, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord." And in Colossians 3:17, we read, the Christian calling for us all. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord, we read in Psalm 107. Bless the Lord, O my soul, we read in Psalm 103, and forget not His benefits. Similarly, in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the Apostle Paul exhorts the church in his day and for always, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So, congregation, it has to be good to give thanks to the Lord, because it has royal approval from God Himself. Ah, too often in life, we can find ourselves sooner doing what God disapproves of than what He approves of. The opposite of being thankful always is murmuring and complaining lots. And who of us isn't guilty of that fault? And maybe especially so this past year. Have we failed in doing what God disapproves of and not doing what He approves of. In Philippians 2:14, God's people are exhorted, do all things, not just some things, take note, do all things without complaining and disputing. Or you could translate, without grumbling and murmuring. That you may become blameless and harmless or innocent children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Listen, living thankfully before God and our neighbor is a matter of royal approval from the Lord. One of the 5-star positives of thankfulness to the Lord in life when it's well with us. When it's well with us, it's true, isn't it? We want to do only what God approves of. So yes, let's be thankful today and always. It's good to give thanks to the Lord, not only because that receives royal approval, but notice next, it speaks of the right address for our thanksgiving. The right address. Our thanks and gratitude in life is only right and true when it is mainly and ultimately directed to the Lord. It is to the one true God of the Bible, our great and gracious covenant-keeping triune Savior God, as revealed in Jesus Christ, to whom all our thanksgiving is chiefly to be brought. It is not good to give thanks to the idol gods of this world, to leave a thanksgiving offering in a Buddhist temple or at a gravesite for your ancestors, or to give thanks at a mosque today, or to come with lots of expression of thanks just to our families and to our neighbors, even if it be to our spouse and our parents. As good as that may be, that by itself alone is not good. That becomes a warped and twisted, sinful, wrong thanksgiving. We will come back to this later, but let's get this point clearly now. That the reason it is good to give thanks to the Lord is because it's the right address for all true thankfulness in our lives. Why is it the right address? Well, clearly the whole Bible teaches us all blessings in our lives, yours and mine, are gifts freely given us from God, from the Lord. There is not one good thing in your life and mine. There is not a single gift we may enjoy that is not given us from Him. We read this very clearly, for instance, in James 1:16-17. James, by the Holy Spirit, exhorts there, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation or shadow of turning." We sing this often too, don't we, in doxology, when we praise God, asserting, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow." There is not a blessing we have and we enjoy in this life which isn't from God to us. Oh, how easily and how often we can forget this. We can think and act as if our blessings are because of our doing, our works, our energy, our determination, our diligence, etc. But even if we have any of those characteristics, that too is of God. Truly all our blessings, physically speaking, materially speaking, spiritually speaking, and as individuals and as couples and as families and as congregation and city and province and country, all our blessings are from the Lord. Our each and every breath is from God, as well as all that we have and enjoy. As Paul also declares emphatically at the end of Romans 11, in ecstatic praise to God, "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever." So, when we think of the harvest, and what a harvest this year, that's of God. It's a blessing. When we think of our family blessings, it's wonderful to see Thomas and Emily, with little Charlie, first time in church. That's a blessing from God. And the parents, blessing from God. It's wonderful. Family blessings. That's from God. It's wonderful when we have work, when we can go to school, when we have health. That's from God. Apart from God, triune, nothing outside of Him would ever exist or could ever exist. This is a humbling truth, but it is a sure reality. So we come to the right address. When we this Thanksgiving Day will give thanks to the Lord. Are you and I here especially to thank the Lord for the boundless multitude of His mercies and loving kindnesses shown to us time and again, year after year, also this year, in our lives? Among the 5-star positives for giving thanks to the Lord is such thanks receives royal approval, and such thanks is thanks at the right address. Don't we have to say sadly in this regard, how much so-called Thanksgiving Day celebration this day in our country is not at all an expression of giving thanks to the Lord. It's not something which He can give royal approval on. And it's not something directed at the right address. And if we today may give thanks, true thanks to the Lord, how thankful to God that should make us just by itself. How do we know when we are giving thanks to God in a matter that's true and pleasing to the Lord? Giving thanks that delights the Lord of heaven above even. Well, here we come to a 3-star characteristic of such God-honoring thanksgiving. It's thanks to the Lord showing real awareness. Real awareness. Yes, real awareness of how undeserving we are of ourselves totally for the least blessing from God. Do you really believe that? As sinners by nature, we have turned our backs on God. And we are deserving only always His wrath and His just punishment upon us. By our rebellion in Adam's fall and with our naturally depraved hearts on our own against God as ruler over us, we actually have forfeited all blessings from God in our lives. And where there's true thanks expressed to God, always this is humbly acknowledged and sincerely confessed. Also, as a city and as a country who have turned their back on God and His Word, we don't deserve the multitude of blessings we yet may have. At the same time, with true thanks to God, there is a real awareness that God, for His own namesake, is the most merciful and gracious God still. And that especially in and through Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Savior of sinners, the Lord is nevertheless, in spite of ourselves, yet an overflowing fountain of good for us. Yes, for Jesus' sake alone. In true thanksgiving congregation, there is this real awareness that God triune is so giving of Himself, even towards sinners like us, that He gave the most indescribable, incredible, infinitely valuable gift of His own Son to seek and to save sinners like us. All true thanksgiving to God from us always has in view how God gave His Son, even to the death on the cross, this gift most needful for us to be saved from sin, Satan, death, and hell. There is a real awareness, too, when we truly give thanks to the Lord, that the Lord, having given His only begotten Son to save sinners like us, what will He withhold from us for our good? As we look to Him and follow after Him, no good thing will He withhold from His people, we read at the end of Psalm 84. And Psalm 92 tells how trusting and following this Savior, ever worshiping Him in spirit and truth, why, our lives may and will still flourish in all kinds of ways by His grace and power through His Spirit and Word, so that even in old age we may yet bear fruit and be fresh and flourishing in His service to His praise. We read too in Psalm 105, verse 8a, how the Lord remembers His covenant forever. So in His covenant of grace, having cut off and cursed His own Son as the mediator of that covenant of grace, having cut Him off in the sinner's stead with His once-for-all sacrifice on Golgotha, the place of a skull that was reserved for Him in that barren place outside of Jerusalem. Oh, now the Lord, in and through that Christ, is an overflowing fountain of all good and blessing for all His people who trust and follow Him. Yes, till today, so is the Lord our God, the triune God of salvation, revealed to us in the Holy Scriptures. What does Paul say in Romans 8, verse 31 to 32 in this regard? Words that we can never repeat too often. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not also with Him freely give us all things? The wicked and the unbelieving, as described in Romans 1:21, are those not glorifying God in Christ and not thankful to God for every mercy, but instead they are boasters of themselves and proud and haters of God rather than lovers of God. Congregation, how we need to be so very thankful when our eyes and hearts have been opened by the Holy Spirit to the gospel truths, and that we may have real biblical awareness of ourselves as sinners and of salvation by grace alone, through Christ alone, by faith alone. When in our thanksgiving there is this real awareness of these truths mentioned so far, isn't it true also, then there is the real awareness that God calls us to live lives ever in thanksgiving and praise to Him. In fact, is this not why we have been created from the beginning? As Westminster Shorter Catechism asked in its first question, what is the chief end of man? The Bible-based answer is, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him. That's the purpose that God created us for in the beginning, that we might live in thankful praise and grateful devotion to Him. Indeed, with the whole of our being, in the whole of our lives, with all that we have. Our fall into sin has spoiled this all, of course. But in and through Christ, when renewed and redeemed by Him through His precious blood as Savior and led by His Spirit and Word, oh, then we begin to live again to His praise. And this becomes our delight and our desire. Well, here let me ask. This Thanksgiving Day 2020, have this holy and happy self-awareness of these things as we worship here in Thanksgiving before the Lord. Are they something you identify with? Do you have this real awareness of the things we just spoke about? Or even in this Thanksgiving service, God invites us all here in the way of true and blessed Thanksgiving before the Lord. This sermon about the 5-star positives of giving thanks to the Lord is not just for information, but also for invitation, that all of us here may so live and learn to live in true thanksgiving before the Lord. Yes, all the days of our life. You can join in this 5-star life of thanksgiving by free invitation from Christ through His free salvation through Christ. And His free instruction from Christ by His Spirit and Word. Will there be any here who are not interested in this noble, holy preoccupation, but would rather live on in proud, sinful, rebellious ways still, and in shameful, inexcusable ingratitude before God and man? Oh, that all of us here present or online listening to this service might truly live in thanksgiving to the Lord. Notice the next positive about it. Namely, it's thanksgiving demonstrating respectable activities. Respectable activities. Indeed, this is why the psalmist also declares in our text saying, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good. It is right. It is beautiful. It is pleasant. It is beneficial. Because, well, it results in all kinds of respectable activities. Like what, you ask? Well, when you are rightly thankful to the Lord, it leads to praise and worship before God, singing and adoration of God, and delighting in that very much. It makes sense in this regard that the opening line of Psalm 92 is what it is. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. That's the introduction of a psalm that delights in worship, delights in the Sabbath day, delights in Sabbath worship and Sabbath rest as something for the first day of each week and for the whole of our lives. But besides that, think of other respectable activities that go along with a life of thankfulness. Then we give ourselves to do good to others, to be of an encouragement to others, to be a blessing to others, as God gives us opportunity. Then we give ourselves for the extension of God's church and kingdom here on earth, devoting all that we have and are, that Christ Jesus might be known and exalted throughout the ends of the world. The activities that come with thankfulness are respectable activities, where we show appreciation towards one another, respect for each other, and where we show care and love to those around us, seeking time and again to be a helping hand and an encouragement where and when we can. The respectable activities that come with giving thanks to the Lord is living lives of humble, happy service before God and our neighbor and everyone. I have to think here how sometimes, you know, in the house, a child may be missing, or a youth may be gone for the evening, or a family member may just be away, and sometimes it may be said, oh, the child is up to no good again, or that youth is away for the night, up to no good, or that husband or wife or whatever is away, up to no good. But you know what? You won't say that when we're living lives of thankfulness. You know what? Then that child might be in the room making a nice picture for mommy, because mommy makes such good meals all the time. And maybe that boy who's away for the evening, maybe with his friends, they're making a card for their dads, because their dad helped them learn how to change the tires, get those winter tires on the vehicle properly. Maybe they're just writing a card for thanks. They're not up to no good. They're up for good. When you live a life of thanks, maybe that husband has gone to the prayer meeting. Maybe that wife has gone to the Bible study. When we are living a life of thanks, we don't go on our own with our phone up to no good. We are up to good and looking for good. And I ask you, who of us wouldn't far rather live with someone living thankfully than someone always being unthankful and grumbling and complaining about this and that, with nothing ever seemingly able to please them? We live in true thanks, congregation, to the Lord. Our lives become lives of holy blessing in our places, where we live, where we work, where we study, where we worship, where we rest, and where we socialize. Christ Jesus lived here on earth in perfect thankfulness before God and man, and He always went about doing what? Doing good. Even when the whole world turned against Him. The respectable activities with true thankfulness, I can't even list them all. But when we are living in true thankfulness, our lives are full of respectable activities that can't help but be noticed by the watching world and admired by others, whether they will admit it or not. Though we don't do them when we are truly thankful for our honor, but for God's honor. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Oh yes, it's ever good in multiple ways, more than can be mentioned even. Is your and my testimony in this world, especially as confessing Christian, one of thankful, respectable activities before God and our neighbors? Interestingly, one of the chief respectable activities of true thanksgiving that the Bible teaches us is ever depending on the Lord and asking again and again for His mercies and help day by day for ourselves and for those around us. Prayer is the chief part of thankfulness before God. Maybe that's a respectable activity you will do even today in your room as you think of others that you can pray for. David says in Psalm 116, I will offer to you, O Lord, the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. What thankful lives we live before God and our neighbor when often in prayer to God for ourselves and for our neighbors. There's so much we can't do to change people, but God is almighty. And such like thanksgiving demonstrated in all kinds of respectable activities, is that thanksgiving the kind of thanksgiving you and I are offering to God and in spirit and truth in this worship service together here now? Oh, may God so bless us and make us a blessing in thankful praises to Him. Yes, also in view of the last 5-star point, bringing out the positives of giving thanks to the Lord. And here I'm thinking of the fact that in glory, in the world to come, everlasting thanksgiving will be what characterizes all the redeemed there. So it's good here and now to give thanks to the Lord, for it's thanks with rich anticipation of what is to come. If you aren't into living in thanks to the Lord here and now, why would you be interested in going to heaven? Because that's what heaven will be all about. Forever and ever. Can you imagine the new heaven and the earth, where all God's redeemed people will only always live in endless praise and thankful worship of God, and only ever in most grateful relations with one another? Indeed, perfectly so. World without end. How thrilling and tremendous that will be. No disgruntled grump and wretched, unthankful person will be in heaven. No, not one. Be a place of everlasting thanks. And then there are God's people. They will know most certainly, and they will testify and show most exuberantly, it's good to give thanks to the Lord. Don't we all desire this gracious, glorious future by God's grace? Considering also the contrary place in hell, where the Bible says there will be found only endless weeping and gnashing of teeth in eternal despair and in righteous punishment for sin, including being mostly unthankful time and again in our time here and now. Listen, congregation, hell is a place where everyone will be grumpy and discontent, and where you will not hear once in all eternity a thank you. Not once. But heaven is a place where there will be everlasting glad gratitude expressed before God and each other. I ask you, where would you rather go after this life? So the sermon now of the 5-star positives of giving thanks to the Lord, will we listen to it? May it be a word received and lived out by you and me. For it's thanks that receives royal approval. And it's thanks to the right address. And it's thanks showing and knowing real awareness. And it's thanksgiving demonstrating in respectable activities. And it's thanks with rich anticipation of the world to come for all God's saved people. And it's good to give thanks to the Lord for these reasons. Yes, thus saith the Lord. Do we say so too? It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.